Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wild West. .932 of the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Your next opportunity to win $1,000 coming up at the top of the hour with the Bone Bonus. Listen for the keyword. We'll give it to you. And you can win $1,000 if you text 70123. Text that word successfully. Congratulations to your Tampa Bay Lightning, who beat the Panthers last night. How much do you know about the Tampa Bay Rays, Galvin?
Not a lot.
I'm going to give you three baseball players.
All right.
You tell me which ones are on the Tampa Bay Rays.
This is not going to go well.
Okay. Clayton Kershaw.
Okay.
Brett Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
And David Price.
I know David Price used to be on, but he is no longer on there. I'm going to go Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw is on the Dodgers.
Okay.
Brett Phillips is the center fielder for the Rays.
All right.
Gio, next up to bat. Ready?
Yes.
Austin Meadows, Chris Taylor, or Max Muncy?
Austin Taylor.
Was not a choice.
What did you say?
Austin Meadows.
Oh, Austin
Meadows. Austin Meadows.
Yeah, him too.
Chris Taylor and Max Muncy.
Austin Meadows.
Yeah, that was correct. But you're still wrong. Spanish, you want to play?
Oh, yeah.
Let's play Who Plays for the Rays.
All right.
Okay. G-Man Choi.
Okay.
Jesse Winker.
Okay.
Or Luis Castillo?
I feel like you made the middle name up, so I'm going to go with the G-Man.
Well, all of them, I'll tell you, all of them are real baseball players.
Okay.
You're guessing which ones play for the Rays.
The first one.
Which is what?
G-Man something.
Choi.
Choi.
That is correct.
That is correct?
That is correct. All right, let's try again.
All right.
Eugenio Suarez.
Okay.
Nick Senzel.
Okay.
Or Luis Patino.
The Senzel.
Senzel?
Senzel.
Nick Senzel is the center fielder for the Cincinnati Reds. Carmen, you want to play the game?
Yeah.
All right. Do we have, let's go, are you ready? Chris Mazza, Cody Reed, or Alex Blandino?
Cody Reed.
Cody Reed does, in fact, play for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
So did Chris Mazza, by the way. I gave you a little trick, gave you two of them. And Cody Reed used to play for the Reds, so I was mixing it up a little bit. Very good, Carmen.
There
you guys know. You guys know your Rays.
Raise up.
Raise up.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm not. By the way, I wish we knew more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not mad at the Rays. I just wish we. I wish we knew and cared more about them. And don't start sending me emails. Me and my fat mother have been going to games since 1981. And blah, blah, blah.
I got to be honest with you. The Rays could be the best team in the world. I still probably wouldn't know much. I just don't like baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to the World Series last year and nobody cared.
Nobody cared. And that was sad. And it was, you know, sad because we're in a year where everybody in Tampa's winning, and they led the charge. You know what I mean? But
I mean, it's not like they're not putting like a product in the field. It's just
what is the problem then? Is it baseball itself? Because that's what I think.
I think a large portion is baseball in general.
I think it's baseball itself. Plus, I got a little chip on my shoulder for the Rays because their organization was just so terrible in the beginning.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now it's hard. But I mean, I just think that nobody cares about baseball. I think the only people left that care about baseball are old people because they're phasing it out.
If the Rays were horrible, you would say, well, you know, the product in the field is garbage.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. So obviously it's something else.
I think I would enjoy, I'm not saying this is stopping me from going, but I think I would enjoy more games if we did have an open air stadium and you were maybe not in the you know, maybe now, not in another month.
I do think, though, if COVID had not happened last year, it would have been a little bit different because
of the World Series.
Those would have been all sellout games, and that would have, I think the enthusiasm would have been a little bit more.
Agreed.
Because you think of the first time they went to the World Series, everybody was all in on the Rays.
Went to the World Series.
At that time.
Yeah.
I think it would have been similar had there been no COVID restrictions and they're playing in front of nobody. And
before you get all your whiny panties in a bunch and start emailing me and all that, I don't care about the Yankees either. I mean, I still would list them as my favorite team, but I don't think I could tell you five players. I just don't watch baseball anymore. There's so many other things now. Plus, I got kids. Once you have kids, you start watching their sports, you forget about everything else.
Yeah. Baseball has always been boring to watch. I mean, I'm not a big sports guy as it is, but I could watch a football game for 4 hours way over.
No matter who it is.
A baseball game. Yeah.
You would get everybody to come over to the house and have a couple of Budweisers and watch a football game.
Yeah.
You would not, hey, you guys want to come over and watch the Rays game?
No way.
You guys got 6 hours to kill on a Saturday?
I would and do watch golf over baseball.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm with you, too.
I could do that. I'll watch baseball. I can't watch golf.
I love watching women's golf.
Golf coverage is very similar to NASCAR coverage. It is perfect. You got to think about it. When you have golf, you have how many guys playing, or girls, or whatever it is, and they're scattered all over the golf course, and you have to catch up to each who's going next, who's going. The timing has to be perfect. The cutaways have to be great. And the same thing with NASCAR. I don't like NASCAR. I don't know a lot about it. I don't care about it. But when I listen to it on the radio, because we run the NASCAR games here, like if I'm in my car sometimes, they have that stuff down to a science, man. On the each guy on the turn, then they go to the radios. You can listen to the people talking. They really do it right.
I find that when I listen to NASCAR on the radio, which is rare, but when I have, it's a lot like when I've heard soccer on the radio, which is they make
a lot of yelling.
They make it so exciting to listen to because I have no idea what the hell's going on. But when they're yelling, each name's going past the other one. You're like, ooh.
It's a lot like when you're trying to gamble in the casino. And they're playing craps at the end of the table. There's always some jerk off screaming, and the whole table cheers. And you're like, "What happened? What? They won $12."
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, it's a whole lot of yelling about nothing.
That's Pap over there. Yeah.
You're a loud craps player.
Oh my god,
absolutely.
But he gets everybody else. He gets me to yell with him, and then if Dom's there, forget it.
Oh, let me tell you right now, if I could play with Pap and Dom for hours, and I don't even care if I lose money. Yeah. It's just fun to do.
Surprisingly, I don't think I've ever lost money when I play with him. Mm-hmm. Now, when I try to play by myself, I've lost a couple $100. But every time I play with him, he knows what he's doing. I have no idea what I'm doing.
I remember I was walking back. I had won like $1,200. Oh. This was in the 90s, so that's like $1 million to me. And I was walking back to my elevator in Vegas, and there was a craps table, and nobody playing. They go like, hey, you want to play some craps? And I go, I don't really know how to play. And they go, come on, we'll teach you. I go, well, that doesn't seem fair. And they go, they're like, you know, it's not our money. We want you to win. And I was like, okay. So they're like, you can bet here, you bet here, and then you do this. And I go, what is this? And they go, that's the field. It's the worst odds in the thing. And I go, wait, you double your money. I was like, I'll bet the field. Mm-hmm. Bet the field three times in a row. I won. And just matching it. And I go, worst odds, huh? And they go, oh, you got lucky. So I was like, good night, everybody. I took my money and left. I was like, I was on my way to the elevator. I was turning it in. We plan something today?
Yes, I'm in.
I know, Galvin, you're already going. You won't go back, will you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's plan a trip. Really go the weekend. Galvin's there for his anniversary.
I just go up.
Crash. Hello, Galvin. Yeah. Hello, Jenny.
Galvin, Jenny. It's funny seeing you here.
You say it like we would be mad. We wouldn't be mad at all.
Well, you'd be mad when we were all staying in your room.
Well, we're not staying in your room.
Well, all right, let's talk about this. What is the weekend?
It's in June. It's for our 10-year anniversary.
Oh, 10 years. Jeez.
All right, I have it on the calendar here. I have nothing that weekend. It's Billy Eisner's birthday, whoever that is. It's on my calendar for some reason.
Congratulations.
To Billy. Monday is... And then the following weekend we play.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 18th.
I can go.
I'm in. Yeah.
All right. On the 11th. So we leave Friday after the show and we come back Sunday.
One suit
weekend.
No, I'm not wearing a suit. It's too hot. One mask weekend.
All right. I'm definitely in. I'm definitely in.
Galvin, you sure you won't be mad?
No, why would we?
I don't know, because you guys, like, maybe we want to hang out and be romantic and celebrate together, and we're over here.
Yeah, but,
like,
I mean, we'll do our own stuff, whatever. There is some stuff that I have planned that you guys can be involved in if you want to as well.
Orgy.
Oh, I hope it's Blue Man Group.
hope you like black dudes.
Wait, who doesn't?
No.
Yeah. Hey, what can you say where you're staying? You text it to us?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a, if, I don't know if you remember. It's where I, well.
Yeah, I know. I would do this. Carmen, you in?
Yeah. I'm.
Chad going? Has he been there?
Yes, he has been to Vegas before. Once.
Mm. Hold on, I'm calling it. Calling.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say what?
I said hello, and then you were talking, and then I said what?
Oh, I could tell this is not going to be a good conversation already.
Well, the egg bites were lovely. Thank you.
Yeah, Gio really said thank you for the egg bites.
He's welcome.
Hey, do you want to go celebrate the Galvin's anniversary in Las Vegas?
What do you mean? Yeah.
Well, they're already going one weekend mm-hmm. soon for their anniversary, and we just invited ourselves to go that weekend.
Do they want you to go?
Galvin
yeah, totally
yes.
fine with it.
Galvin said he's totally fine with it.
Let me ask Jenny and see. Jenny. I mean, I don't think she like. Jenny I don't see any problem with yeah, this at all.
If I said to Amanda, if we were going away for like a romantic anniversary weekend, and I was like, oh, by the way, Spanish is coming, she'd be like, oh, brother.
It's a big city. We're not just you know.
You were not all staying in their room. Are you
okay.
in? Are
when?
You in?
When?
I'll text you the dates.
Just tell them to me.
I can't. I don't want the whole. I don't want everybody in the radio audience going with us.
Is this on the radio right now?
Yeah, wait. Of course it is. You can count on this. If I call you between 6 and 10 a.m., it's most likely on the radio.
I know we're bringing wine
okay.
and stuff.
Well, that's fine. Text me, but I don't know.
Oh, hey, Gio just said, Gio just said it's canceled.
What is?
He said it changed his mind. We got to rethink this.
I don't have to bring Zoe, do I?
No, I'll call you back after the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye. I didn't know. I figured Galvin and his wife. We were bringing our wives.
Yeah, I didn't know you were bringing wives and stuff.
It's our anniversary.
You want to spend two days with Zoe in Vegas?
Yeah, I like Zoe.
She's all right.
I think I'd have fun with Zoe in Vegas.
I mean, if you bring your wife, I'd bring my wife.
You need someone to watch Joe.
Are we bringing girlfriends? Is that what you're saying, Joe?
We'll find someone when we get there.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm out.
All the kids can stay at my house with my son.
Yeah.
He's an adult.
Babysits all the kids.
Not so much babysit as just, you know.
Hang out with.
Man, I was ready to run roughshod. No wife, no kids.
Dude, we could still do that.
My son spent 4 hours in his room with his girlfriend yesterday.
Oh. Door closed?
Door closed, and I kept making surprise entries, waiting to catch him doing something. Not like something dirty, but just like making out or something.
That's good.
Like I'd walk up the door and I'd wait, and I was quiet, and I'd just come walking in like Kramer. I go, hey, guys, I got to ask you. They didn't jump up or anything.
They didn't, no.
Then the second time I went in through the bathroom, I got you this time, yeah. They were just talking. I was like,
that's nice.
All right.
New girlfriend?
The newer one.
Nice.
Yeah. He had a game on Friday, like a scrimmage game, and I went out there to watch it. And I don't understand how Florida athletes, whether it be football, track, baseball, how you kids do this in this weather. Is I had to stand there. And watch. And twice I had to go in the dugout to get out of the sun. It was too hot. I mean, it was unbelievable. I felt like I was going to pass out at one point. Just standing there. And they're running around in full uniform. I don't know how you kids do this. It's amazing.
And the key word is kids.
Also, if you're born here, I think your body's a little bit more you know, used to it.
Plus, once you start sweating, it's a little cooler when you're sweating.
Oh, I was believe me, I was sweating.
I don't know. I like the hot, and
see,
I like
so
sweating.
I,
like that makes me feel like I'm doing it.
So does my son. He's wearing long sleeves.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh, that's insane to me.
The last time I went to the beach, I saw numerous people out there in jeans and hoodies.
Jeans, I couldn't do at the beach.
It blows my mind.
Unacceptable.
People love
it. I can't even wear socks at the beach.
People love it.
But I would wear long sleeves. The sun factor out there is not only is it so hot, but it's so dangerous. That a long sleeve shirt is probably makes the most sense.
Like you have to take a tent or an umbrella,
right?
If you go to the
something.
Beach, yeah,
something.
You can't stay out there long.
But jeans and a hoodie is too much.
That's why when we go on mini vacations, we stay at the beaches where we could leave. We can go inside for a little while and then go back, or you know
That's
that
nice.
Kind of thing. All right, Galvin. So it looks like the final plan is for me, Gio, Spanish, and Joe, and our girlfriends to join you in Las Vegas.
Okay, yeah, she just texted me back. I said, would you
What'd
be cool
say?
With everyone from the show went to Vegas when we're out there? She said yes.
Oh,
that's nice.
Man. All right, I really want to do this now.
Are we bringing girlfriends?
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, wives in my
case. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Gio's out.
Yeah, I just looked my weekend's book that weekend.
I'm sorry, Gio.
Oh, man.
I got no soccer. I've got nothing. I don't want to miss any time from work. I want to leave on Friday, and I want to come back on Sunday.
I love the sound of this.
Gio, could you make it if your wife doesn't go?
Possibly.
Could you make it if we bring a girl for you?
Is Possibly. Your sister available?
No, she's not.
Too bad.
He doesn't find any humor in that one.
No. I love it so much.
Zero. You say that to him, he looks at you with anger and disdain, and he wants to poke your face in.
At least I'm not the guy, Gio, if I may say this out loud, that called your sister ripe and then smiled right after.
Yeah, that was gross. That was gross.
That was Joe. So just throwing that out there.
I'm guilty.
Ripe.
Ripe. These are words you never want to hear when talking about somebody. Love ripe, moist. What, Carmen? Girls hate that word, don't they?
No, why? It's not that bad.
No. I don't think it's that bad either. Right? I think if I would have said, "What would you rather have, Carmen?" Whatever. What if I said, "Carmen, she's dry"? Like that's you don't want to hear that. I think that's worse than moist.
Right, but I mean, I don't like that. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that word.
Mm-hmm. What about, could you use soggy in place of it?
No.
Real soggy.
What is wrong with you?
What about waterlogged?
Saturated.
Yeah.
Cavernous.
Yeah.
It's wet. All right. Just... So,
it does sound better when you say it.
So Chad's coming too now then, huh?
He's a girlfriend.
Yeah, he's got to bring his eyebrows.
If Chad came and we won a lot of money and we started doing stupid things, do you think we can convince him to, like, get Chad, I'll give you $50 if you go let them paint eyebrows on you?
Take him to a drag show, though.
Yeah.
Maybe. Depending. He doesn't really drink like that, though. So.
He will in Vegas.
Yeah. Maybe we should shave our eyebrows, too, just to, like,
Chad. It's not his birthday. If it's his birthday, it'd be different. Sorry.
Chocolate rain.
No eyebrow weekend.
Yeah.
Every club we go to, we go up to the door first and go, "Hey, we got the chocolate rain." So there we go. You guys are cool if we go on a...
Day's here. We got to get the VIP.
Hold on. Oh, come on, Pete.
Oh, man.
Now everybody's going. It's great.
Pete's got kids now, so I don't think he can go.
I mean, come on.
All right, we'll figure it out. All right, well, we should probably wrap up this show so I don't get in trouble for not playing commercials.
Yes, speaking of.
Uh-oh. Tomorrow is Tuesday, which means Dominic Ferriello will be here to take your legal calls.
That's right.
On Wednesday... we have Greg Billings stopping by, plus a brand new open letter from Galvin. On Thursday and Friday, comedians Joe Bartnick and Paul Verzi will be here. They're going to be hanging out with us. Those are two guys that you may not know, but you will love. They're not like a team or anything. Paul Verzi's headlining at Sidesplitters, and Joe Bartnick is also with him. And Joe, both of them happen to be friends of ours, so they'll be here both days. Joe's a good comedian, but he also does a lot of writing. And he does a hockey podcast. And then Verzi's just an all-around great guy. He's a funny comedian, funny guy. He'll be great on the radio. And they're also guys we could do dumb stuff with. Like on Friday, we could figure out a way to hurt Verzi somehow.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm going to make my dog bite him or something. Check us out at Instagram.com/TheMikeHalter Show. That is where there is currently a video from us on Saturday night. Joe singing Sweet Caroline and Nothing But a Robe with his Iggy Pop style. What'd you call him? Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop. And then a whole bunch of other stuff on there as well.
I had a blast, Michael. I had a fantastic time.
Yeah,
it was
fun.
It was very fun.
And we brought your wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Don Miggs, for the wine. Anything else before we get out of here?
I think that's it. See you guys in Vegas.
I'm going to look up flights right now, Galvin.
Well, I'm telling you right now, use your player's card because you can get a lot of really good deals right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure. Like, my hotel for my whole stay was like $28 or something.
Wow.
And it's a nice, nice place.
Yeah, they're probably desperate.
Yeah.
Tampa, is it nonstop? No.
I have a nonstop. I got a nonstop on Southwest.
Oh, Southwest.
Yeah. Oh, all sorry. Right.
No. I'm just saying, Southwest does fly nonstop. All right, I'm on it. Have a great day. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.